Anyway, this is side two. I felt a bit sorry for the gal because she has not told a soul about this. People have talked about Duchess here. There have been two or three comments made to me and around me, so that I felt I had to approach the girl. But this was, I think, a one-time affair, romance, or whatever. The man involved, whoever he is, I don't know his name, don't particularly care to know, but he is not even aware there is a trial, and she wouldn't even consider marrying him. So the thing is, though, she didn't want to, she doesn't want the baby. She couldn't bring herself to an abortion, but she doesn't want the baby at all once it's born. I asked her what she intended to do since she's 7 months, and here she's going to work every day, you know. She said she thought she'd work as long as possible and then go to a mission or a missionary family that lives not too far north of Natrang here that she found out about, and just have the baby there and then go back to work. Donna is 22 and a half. I explained to her that she cannot just take off and have a baby and come back to work. Boy, sometimes that just, I get them, I'll tell you. I get them all. Anyway, the point is, when she stops working, see, she can't stay in that uniform. It's ridiculous. It's funny, really. It really is funny to see this gal. As I said, she's quite a lovely-looking gal. Very, very quiet. And that uniform, oh boy, I saw her one day in that uniform, I thought, dear Gussie, there goes the program, you know. But she's very mature about it and very composed and realistic to a point. However, I had a chat with her, and of course I had to notify Betty immediately, and I've notified the commanders, and I asked a doctor to come, and he examined her, in fact, right in her room. It worked out very nicely. I haven't spoken to anybody but people who absolutely had to know. In fact, on her records, I'm merely putting, I asked a doctor to sign just stating for medical reasons, not to put the word pregnancy, because this way, as a medical duchess, she is legally able to break her contract, so to speak, without being penalized by the federal government. You see, her contract's not up yet. She has supposed to work a whole year. So anyway, in the future, if they want to question further what the medical reason was, then she can tell them if she wants to. That's her business. But professionally, she's done a fairly good job, so that I don't think this should stand in the way of further employment with the federal government. So it's all worked out very nicely so far. And I'm going to take her tomorrow. I got us both a ride on the U-21 tomorrow morning. And so we'll go to UCV, and we have to get orders cut on her, and hopefully I can get her out of the country by the end of the week, I hope. So it's never dull, Duchess. Here, nobody, even Marie Davidson, who is her club director, you know, here at Natrang, I wouldn't say she's the swiftest thing. She was just shocked. I said, well, you work with the girl every day. I mean, you know, it could have been a tumor, it could have been a lot of things, but it had to be something. Anyway, so that's what the last 2 days have been all about, mostly. And so Donna has a refrigerator that I will have to ship her stuff after she leaves, because I want her off this post. I don't want anybody else talking about her, for her sake and for the sake of our program. And she has not told her parents about this. She's not going to tell them. We have decided that Betty is checking on an address in Hawaii. She can go to Hawaii. She wanted to have it here in Vietnam and hope that some American would adopt her child. But that's not reality, Duchess. There's thousands of orphans over here. They're not orphans. They're any baby that's mutilated or defected or something like that in some way, a handicap, they put them in an orphanage or they leave them, you know. And so the chances of the child having any future, it would be very, very nil. And so I suggested that she go to the States. She didn't want to go home. But anyway, Hawaii came up, and she thought Hawaii was great. She has a friend in Hawaii, and so we're getting an address of a place where she can go and have the baby and give it up for adoption. And She thinks this is fine, so, okay. So, whee! Oh, I tell you, I've been running around getting all this paperwork done the last 2 days. Oh, on this refrigerator, Duchess, I get off the track. So I'm going to buy it from her. I think she paid $60. It's about twice the size of the one I have now. The one I have now is about 2.5 feet by 2.5 feet. And I have to laugh because the whole year, and the first year I was here, I didn't have a refrigerator. And then most of the second year I had one. And now I've got two that I bought. You know, it's crazy. I probably will sell one of them. There's the one that Donna has is not that big, Duchess. It's probably 3 feet by 3 feet. Anyway, I don't want to have to ship that to her, and it's a lot of moving, and she doesn't really want it. So rather than have her get stuck for it, you know, she only has, like I said, this only came up yesterday, day before yesterday, and I'm getting her out of here tomorrow morning. So I told her I'd buy it from her, and I could probably sell one of them. I don't know which one to sell now. This one that she has is a little green one. The one I have now is a white one. I have nothing in it. You know, I have soda and tomato juice in it. And M&M's. Isn't that great? Anyway, what else? My office, if you can call it that, is still in a complete state of confusion. We still only have John and I and the sergeant and Kathy. Kathy is in charge of entertainment. Kathy's more of a problem, I think. I'm not trying to be critical on it, but John said if she weren't going home, he would have to sit down and lay the laws down to her. Like, she never wears a uniform. She has her hair flowing down her back, you know. See, nobody pays any attention to rules and regulations out in the field. They just, because nobody's over them. And the military very often is not familiar enough with what governs us, you know, our rules and stuff. And so John said, how come, man, you have a uniform on every day, you know, and I wear what I'm supposed to wear, my name tag, and I wear my hat outdoors and all this stuff. Well, nobody wears a hat outdoors, but we do at UCV, see, and so I said, well, John, that's the regulation we're supposed to. And he said, well, how come Kathy runs around in all these wild things? I said, well, to each his own. But anyway, and, oh, dear, yes. Let's see. Oh, I'm sure there are. Oh, Duchess, I was looking, reading. I haven't done very much, really, in the last 2 weeks since I've been here. I mean, on my free time, I have seen a number of movies, almost nightly, with the exception of a few nights, like tonight and last night and a few others. But I have been going to the movies. They have movies in the bar area here. They have a dining room and a bar area, a lounge, really, with a bar in it. And I have seen a couple of good ones. I've seen some weird ones, too. Boy, they got some weirdos. Anyway, that's been most of the pastime favorite. But the last night or so, I've been reading about little cars. And right now, if I had to buy a car today in the States, I think I would buy the Chevy Vega, V-E-G-A. You might see that advertised. I don't think it's the greatest thing. In fact, I have no qualms about the Beetle, you know, the Volkswagen, because I, of course, enjoyed the two I had, really, considering I didn't have any problems with them. But I think I'd like to try an American small car. I don't see the need for a big car. And the three different articles or so that I read seem to pick the Vega over the other model, which is a Pinto. These are the small ones. These are not the compact cars. They're considered the little cars, they call them. And then, of course, they have the Toyota and the Datsun and the Beetle and the foreign import cars. But anyway, if you see one or a clipping of one or something like that, you might just look at it to see if you like it. It's the Vega. It's I would get the two-door. I don't know what colors they come in or anything, but and I think maybe I would get it air-conditioned. Anyhow, it would run with the few extra things I would need on it. You know, they come stripped, and there are some things I think are necessary. It would probably be about $3,000 at the most, at the very most. Not even that, maybe. Anyway, it's food for thought. I have to think about those things because the worst thing is probably getting back to States and having to order it and then wait several months. And I really cannot afford to wait too long. I always need a car when I'm home, you know. So I just thought I would look over those things. Anyway, in fact, if you ever get to a car deal, I didn't really intend to ask you, but sometimes you might go buy one, Dutchess or something, I mean, a place. If it's a Chevy place and they have any information or picture of the Vega, just look at it, just you look at it and tell me if what you think about it would be enough. I'm just curious. I haven't got a picture of a whole one, you know, I see parts of it in the magazine. Anyway, food for thought, right? What else? I can't think. I haven't done a thing to my room. I do have a little table in here now. The curtains never cover the windows. I've got two big windows. Well, I guess four or five windows. I don't know how you call these windows. And a screwy kind of window. And a door that has a great big window thing on it, which is partly broken. But none of the curtains fit over them, so I was going to fix all that, see, but we were supposed to move next month. Well, that move seems to have been canceled right now. I'll know more next week, but right now people seem to think we are not moving. And we've had a whole lot of hoop-de-doo about this moving, because if we moved our quarters, we were also moving our working compound. And they were going to close down the compound and close this door out, and move us all over to where the Special Forces people are. And they are moving out, see. And now that all seems to be a dream or something. I don't know. Anyway, so I didn't bother fixing these curtains. I'll probably never get them fixed anyhow. Gee, this is a little tape, and it's running out. I had a card, a Christmas card, last week from Dee Dee. Can you imagine? She said she was a little late getting her cards out. I should really try and answer them. Just take care, Duchess. I'm glad everything arrived so safely, and I'm glad you got it unpacked and partly settled, right? I was afraid you might overdo it, and